People magazine last week had the story about Sex, the Ex, and the Secret to a Happy Divorce by Bruce Willis. I mean, I really want to take relationship advice from Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis, yeah, right.
But speaking of corny people, this one lady writes in,
I was thrilled to see Bruce Willis on your cover. Thanks for making my week. In my eyes, Bruce is a fine wine who only gets better with age.
I think not.
I guess he's pumping somebody.
But how desperate is this chick?
Yeah, right. Why don't you just chase him down and go to bed with him then?
Then another Raquel from Brooklyn writes,
your pictures of Bruce and his family were priceless. Ditto for his family values and his quotes about staying close with his ex Demi Moore and raising their three children together. And Bruce had such nice things to say about Demi's boyfriend, Ashton Kutcher. Now that's a classy guy.
Look, lady, keep it to yourself, please. Then you get the angry people.
Well, though I commend Bruce and Demi for their ability to remain civil and put their children first, I'd like to point out that all this evolution is easier when a family has money to burn. Most of the animosity in divorces where children are involved is generated by the issue of child support. This, sadly, is where reality is, and this is where evolution leads for the average single parent. How beautiful it would be if we all could live in Bruce and Demi's world.
I love it when people are just so bitter about the money.
Oh, there's more bitter people to come. This is another letter.
Your cover boasts Bruce's secret to a happy divorce. It's no secret why this couple is happily divorced. Neither one of them has to worry about being alone since they're both gorgeous and they don't have to worry about money. They've got tons of it. Bruce is living out every middle-aged man's wet dream of being good-looking, wealthy, and single. Oh, what's not to be happy about?
Oh, I can't believe they put wet dream in there. God, gross.
How am I supposed to relate to these people?
Stephanie Kameny, Cortland, Maine, New York.
Once again, just terribly jealous of the money.
Here's another corny person.
Them and their money.
People who write People magazine are either corny or angry.
This usually a mix of both. I think always corny, and then you could add anger as well, but always corny.
This lady is strictly corny.
Bruce, I can live with the fact you may not want to get married again because I don't want to either. I won't make you any promises, and believe me, you don't have to promise me a thing. Drop me an email anytime you're ready for a little fun in the sun with a redhead.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, right. He reads people, and he's going to track you down. Don't you worry, hon.
No, the angry people in these letters usually are pretty thin-skinned. Listen to this one.
Hey, Bruce, wake up. On behalf of bikers, the comment about, I'm not a biker, dude, or I'm not a biker, dude, that is abusive, is ignorant. Bikers include doctors, nurses, directors, and working-class people. Do your research, Bruce, before you speak. I take a biker over an actor any day. Nicole Krause, Glendale, California.
So she's speaking on behalf of offended bikers.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was glad that Ashton was not a biker that's abusive.
Oh, God, people. Oh, it's just, oh, God, some people are so weird. Jeez.
Now, this is a guy that got, well, we think it's the guy that got slapped by Pete Rose.